We have two more speakers from Peaches and Hot Sauce coming up next. Elena Walthen? Walthen. Walthen. Elena Walthen.
Hey, guys. Mine's pretty similar. It's talking about how I had my first real kiss at 17, so kind of same vibes. So I had kind of an unusual childhood. I am a triplet. It's two boys and a girl. I'm the girl. I had an older brother, Anderson, too, and all my brothers tortured me like brothers do. But tonight I wanted to talk specifically about Harper and Marshall, who are the triplets, because they were particularly good at pushing my buttons because our lives were so closely intermingled. We were in the same grade. We went to the same school. We had the same friends, shared a car for a while there. And so as a result, they are my best friends in the whole world. But they're also my greatest adversaries. I know this is going to shock you all, but I have not always been the stone-cold player you see before you today. Well, my brothers loved to supplement my natural ability to repel men by telling hilarious stories about, like how when I was a baby and we would all, like, run around naked together, I told my mom that I thought my penis was broken because I didn't understand why I didn't have one, and they did. It's adorable, right? Not when you're in sixth grade hearing it told to a lunch table full of other sixth graders. Or, yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. Or, for example, the time they announced to our friends at school that I'd grown my first armpit hairs, and wouldn't they like to see? Yeah, it's fucked up, guys. It's fucked up. So yeah, weirdly, I didn't get a lot of action in high school, believe it or not. So when I turned 17, my family went on a beach trip down to Seaside, Florida, and my brothers and I were each allowed to bring a few friends. And having, their friends and my friends all staying together in the same house was actually pretty normal for us. And when I tell people that now, they're like, oh my God, how did your parents allow that? Wasn't that super inappropriate with boys and girls sleeping in the same house? And then I tell them the stories from before, and it's like, it was really not an issue. this beach trip was different. This was the beach trip when I had my first real makeout. I wrote in, pause for clapping. Thank you. Again, I am 17 years old. The boys brought a friend of ours named Adam Baker. He was not a regular around the Walthen house, but, he was cool and funny, blah, 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 blah. And, a word came down that Adam Baker was into me. And, he'd heard about the armpit hair. He knew that I did not have a penis, and he was still down. He was into it. So, the first night of the trip, my parents go out to dinner. They were like, just kind of like looking the other way while we had a few beers. But those idiots didn't even suspect their sweet baby girl at the tender age of 17 years old was about to French kiss the shit out of Adam Baker. So they leave. We're all hanging out. It's kind of late. And Adam's all like, I don't want. And I'm like, And it goes down. We made out. And it was horrible. It was awkward. It was so weird. It was so uncomfortable. And so that's bad enough, right? That could be the end of the story, probably. But then we just spend the rest of the week living in the same beach house. And not an exaggeration at all. We did not speak another word to each other for the rest of the trip after that. Yeah, it was awful. We didn't even, look in the eyes. It was horrible. And technically, though, we were spending, every minute of the trip together because we were all, hanging out as a group with, my brothers and my friends and their friends. But so we had to do this thing where we were, near each other and, talked around each other. We'd be eating breakfast and the cereal would be, next to Adam. And I'd be like, can someone pass the cereal? And he'd be like, it was awful. Or Harper, I'd be like, oh, does anybody want to play cards? And Harper would be like, oh yeah, I heard Adam say he wanted to play cards. And I'd be like, never mind. So we're basically trapped together in this weird, kissing only one night stand that just would not end. Somehow during this entire time, Harper and Marshall did not find out, about this, the steamy makeout sesh. And I know this because they were being really cool about the whole thing. Which is not how they would have handled it if they had known. So it's the last night, and all the kids are all sitting out on the porch after dinner, and thank God my parents weren't there because someone lets it slip, and the cat is out of the bag, and the boys right on cue just freak out. They're yelling and screaming and flapping and pointing. And I hear Marshall yell at Adam. He said, "I told you no." And I was like, "Wait, what? Did you already talk about this?" So like I freak out and I was like, why would you get a say in who I make out with? That's so fucked up. This isn't like an arranged marriage. Like there's, I don't know, whatever. It was so weird. And, to be fair, it, like I said, had not come up yet. So there was not an existing protocol. But this was not a precedent I was interested in setting at all. I was like, "Adam, like what the fuck? Did you ask my brother's permission for us to hook up?" And Adam, poor Adam, caught in the middle of just the weirdest situation. Like, he's sitting there for this whole thing. He tries to defend himself, and he was like, "Yes, okay, I asked them for permission." And Marshall reminds us, he's like, "And you directly disobeyed me. I said no." And then, this is the weirdest part of all. And Adam's like, "Yeah, okay, you did. But Harper said yes." And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this family? Thank you, that's it.
Man, it's getting steamy up